We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
2 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whoa.
What's up?
Oh.
Joe Giglio in for John Marks alongside Ike Reese. Hey, Ike.
What's up, Joe G?
How are you?
Oh, man. I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well.
How many of those are we going to get today? I have a feeling a couple hours from now we're going to get a lot of those. All right. Well, listen, I am here. Mark's out today. So welcome on in. 215-592-9494. We have a lot to get into today, including we'll be joined in an hour from now, 3 o'clock, by Buster Only of ESPN, as he'll tell us the latest on baseball. Are they coming back? Are they going to play 50 games and all that? We also have the NBA. Pretty much sealing the deal. I mean, they're coming back. This is going to happen, Ike, which is great.
Yeah, I had about a 10-20% doubt that it was going to happen with the NBA.
Now they're plowing.
It seems like they are eager to get back out there on the court, and so everybody's going to agree to be in Disney World.
Yes, they are. So we'll get to all that, and we'll do some football stuff as the day goes on. But Ike, here's the way I feel about all the baseball stuff right now. As we sit, what is today? June the 4th. And we are, you know, about one exact month away from when baseball hoped to come back, the whole July 4th thing. And they still don't have an agreement. And they're going to need at least 3 weeks, if not a month, to get ready for a season. So that whole July 4th thing is already now maybe not going to happen. And they're fighting over how many games, how much money. And, like, I don't know if this is going to happen. I don't know if baseball is going to have a season. And it's so disappointing if they don't. And it's so frustrating as a baseball fan because I truly believe if baseball doesn't play this year, if they're the only sport that can't figure it out and can't get back on the field, they're never going to recover. They're never going to recover. And I always have to deal with people tell me, oh, Joe, baseball's dying. Your favorite sport is dying. And I always push back. I'm like, no, baseball's fine. It's not football. It's fine. Football passed a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But it's right there with the NBA. It's second or third. They jockey for position. It's a major sport. And like my fear is now that if baseball doesn't have a season, they're going to become hockey. They're going to become down at the bottom. They're going to be with hockey as
Max Kellerman's hockey?
Yes, Max Kellerman's hockey. A niche sport only for guys like me. And people are going to watch. They're going to give up. And you have young people with attention spans that are about 5 minutes long. Mm-hmm. And they're going to move on to something else. And baseball is going to be embarrassed if they don't play a full season. I am worried if Major League Baseball doesn't get its act together, the sport's never going to recover. And we're never going to talk about baseball as much or the same ever again. I really think that's what's at stake here. It's not just this season. It's not just, you know, trying to get back out there and what's everything going on. I think it's bigger than that. If baseball can't get back in the field, I don't think the sport ever recovers.
Oh, man.
I'm worried.
Well, let me start by saying, and I know that's your number one sport. I've heard you talk about baseball, and I know how much you love baseball. And so for guys like yourself and Jack, you know, you guys are sort of living in a fear. Man, if we don't have this season, they're going to kill off our sport. And while I agree with some of what you're saying, it certainly is going to turn some of your casual fans away, people who had started to come back to baseball and was enjoying baseball. They may take longer to get back emotionally invested in the sport, but I believe the diehards will always be the diehards. I just do. You love your sport. You love your sport. Are you upset at them in the moment because it seems like they aren't putting the greater good of the game first, and it seems like this is all about the financial aspect of baseball, and that sort of rubs you the wrong way? I get that, but you know you're going to watch baseball. Jack's going to continue to watch baseball whenever they come. Both of you would – You wouldn't care if they had a 30-game season this year.
You're going to watch.
Exactly.
I'll
so
watch.
You love me. I'm over here yelling, if you do 50 games, it's not a real season. Just go ahead and cancel the season and come back next year. My point is this. I think as long as the game continues or grows, right? The players, there's something about the sport that lacks personality. That's where their issue is.
The problem, yeah.
There's something about the sport that isn't necessarily appealing to the casual fan. And they need to fix that. I don't know exactly what those things they need to do to improve that part of it. But if you do that, and let's say they were, and I don't think because they had the ability to force the players to play this 50-game season, but if they were to shut this the season down and just start back next year, now you have the opportunity to work on things that can help improve the game. And I think eventually fans will come back to the sport. It's still going to be played during a time of the year where it's a leisure time of the year. It's the summer. Mm-hmm. It's always been synonymous with baseball. That's going to be there. We're still sports junkies. And as soon as we get back to normalcy, with our lives and everything, baseball will become again a part of our summers. Now, will they be able to draw the ratings and things immediately? That probably won't happen. But we're creatures of habit, and the summer belongs to baseball.
Well, it does, Ike, but the summers could change. I mean, basketball is going to play this summer. Hockey is going to play this summer. And I also have a fear with baseball not, if they don't play, that the NBA and the NHL are going to realize, like, hey, we could just take over the summer. This could be ours now. If the NBA changes their schedule, they start in Christmas next year, they're going to move into the summer. So, like, the territory baseball.
Now, that could change some things there.
And I just think you have people who are going to have new habits. New habits will form. You have other sports that could invade their territory. I don't think baseball realizes it's like they're driving on a very rocky road, and they don't realize that they might be driving into a dead end here. 215-592-9494. I am nervous that Major League Baseball is going to miss a season and never recover, never be the same again. And I'll go back to – I was young in 1994, but I remember that strike, and I remember how angry people were. And people said, I'm leaving. I'm never watching again. And some didn't for a little while, but two things happened after that. You had Cal Ripken Jr. break the games played record, and that was a big deal. And then you had McGuire and Sosa, the steroid, the home run chase, with obviously fueled by steroids, but people didn't care in that moment.
Nope.
And that brought people back. I don't think that's going to happen again. You're not going to have something so out of left field to bring people back. Attendance has been dipping four straight years. There's no McGuire and Sosa around the corner. And I just think young people will say, all right, I'll just get into basketball. I'll just get into hockey. I'll just keep watching football because that's basically a year-round sport now. 215-592-9494. I am worried that baseball will never be the same if they don't play this season. People will be out of sight, out of mind for a lot of casual fans. And, Ike, you're right. I will watch. Jack will watch. But you know what really?
I'm gonna watch.
You watch. But you know what really?
Complain.
You know what really drives ratings,
about
though?
Right.
Here's what drives ratings. Not Jack and I, because we're gonna watch anyway.
Well, I drive ratings.
I don't know about that. But here's what drives ratings: casual fans that tune in for
That's
big
true.
Games.
Yep.
And if those people leave, then baseball becomes hockey. It becomes like, you know, the person who loves it talks about it, and nobody else talks about it.
I hear you there. I guess I'm trying to be optimistic that baseball fans will come back. I think it's a legitimate fear to have. I'm not telling you you're crazy for thinking that.
Baseball's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
right. Yeah. Baseball may be the ones who are naive to this. Or, you know what? They may be looking at it similar to the way I'm looking at it is, yeah, we may take a hit in the first couple of seasons. But if we stay on the right trajectory and we keep tinkering with the game, eventually the game will become appealing enough. Here's what I would worry about if I were you, Joe, that they don't turn this league into a softball league.
Like a Mickey Mouse version of the game?
Well, I mean, when you put the DH in both leagues.
Which is going to happen if they play this summer.
That's going to happen. So, and fans, at least from my perspective, I want to see more hitting than I do pitching.
Right.
Like, that's – I don't need games to be 11-9. Like, I don't need that. But I enjoy more 7-5, 6-4.
High-scoring games.
Yeah, I enjoy more of that type of game. And if the game moves in that direction, then I think the game will be fine. Because, quite frankly, we want runs. We like points. We like offense. So I'm a defensive guy. We like offense.
Now, you're Mr. Offense in all sports. So you think that the game itself –
whatever happened, like Reese.
You think the game itself will be okay because they'll make it okay. They'll find a way. I'm worried people will leave and they'll never come back. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We got a lot to get to today. We'll start with baseball. If they do not have a season, if this thing blows up, which there is a chance it does, I am worried that Major League Baseball will never be the same, and it's going to move more towards being a niche sport like the NHL than a major sport anymore. And I think baseball is in big trouble if they don't figure this out. 215-592-9494. Joe Giglio in for John Marks alongside Ike Reese on Mark Cerie, Sports Radio 94 WIP. 2:15 on a Thursday afternoon. Mark Cerise, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio in for John Marks alongside Ike Reese. That's right. I'm here all afternoon. Welcome on in. We're talking baseball here. And, of course, our poll question at Mark Cerise WIP. If baseball doesn't come back this year, are you done with the sport or still going to watch? That is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's and Forever Mark. Want to thank our brave nurses. Go to marksjewelers.squarespace.com and nominate a nurse to win jewelry from Mark's Jewelers and Forever Mark. So early on, it's 73% are saying still going to watch. 23%.
Oh.
20 actually moved to 26%. You know what? That's pretty big.
Yeah.
If 26% are done with the sport, then my fears are going to be recognized, because that's a big chunk. If 26,
that's the way you looked at that, huh?
Yeah, look, if 26% are saying I'm done, then the sport's not going to have the kind of ratings or numbers or viewers or listeners that they used to have. And I think it's a big deal, and baseball needs to figure this out now. Let's talk to Ian, who is in Newark. What's up, Ian?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah,
what's up, man?
I disagree. I think the NFL tinkered the game, and the game is better. Baseball is just so boring now with the analytics, because it just seems like every bat now is 3-2 count. And I think they got to create more action, man, because it's just so boring now because of the analytics. I would actually move the mound down and have the batter start at 1-1 count and have a pitch count, a pitch clock, because I'm telling you, when you see that trend of baseball going down 4 years, and now if they go on strike, I'm telling you right now, if they do not play this year, right, with this pandemic, it changes everything. People are not going to go to the game. I'm still going to watch with my son. I would never, ever spend another dollar at a baseball game ever again. Just I wouldn't.
Well, see, that right there, that's a major problem. I mean,
right.
It's not like you go to every game, but like if there's a lot of people out there thinking like you, Ian, they wouldn't spend a dime at a game anymore, then the economics of the game change forever.
But, Joe, this is the thing, though. Like, I get 10-game packages at Barnum or something, but when I take my son to the game, like, they're out of it in the second inning, because I'm telling you, the game is so slow now. I actually think they should create more scoring, man. I'm just telling you, like, because these kids nowadays do not stay tuned. And now with the technology now, everything, we get everything now. I'm telling you, it's going to be like horse racing. People are going to tune out of baseball, I'm telling you.
You got to lower that mound, Ian.
I think they lower the mound and create like 95 to 96 miles per hour and adjust the shift rule and create more scoring. I just really believe in it, and I would watch it. Like, I like high-scoring games, but
I
think they have to do that. So.
Let's
get rid of the shift.
Yeah, well, they might have.
I'm not saying get rid of the shift. I'm saying adjust the rules. When you're at the game, right, and my son's asking me, why is there 8 guys in the right field? And the guy hits a line drive, like Ryan Howard or Chris Davis would hit line drive shots, and then they catch it. The guys, they got to adjust where to make a certain amount of players on one side, because these guys are throwing 98, 99 miles per hour. These guys can't adjust to that ball, though. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, like, well, here's the problem, though, Andy, and I get it, and I even though I think that the way they play the game now is a smarter way, it does make it more boring. Even I think that. I mean, the game's not as much fun to watch. But here's the problem. If you're losing fans and you feel like you have to change the game to get fans back, you have a problem.
Well, yeah, baseball has had a problem prior to this.
I agree.
And this doesn't help their situation.
Well, that's it. You already have people annoyed and missing the old way or whatever, the aesthetics of the game, and now you're going to miss a season over money. Like, here's the thing, Ike. No matter what side you're on of it, everyone will be annoyed if they don't play. It doesn't matter if you thought the owners were right, the players were right. We're all going to be in the same boat that, boy, this is ridiculous.
Well, that's why you hope they would understand, like, neither one of you are going to come out of this looking good.
No.
Like, neither one of you are going to come out of this looking good. I wouldn't worry about this as well. If they implement this 50-game season and force the players to have to play, well, what happens if some of these players say, no, I'm good, I ain't playing?
They opt out, they just don't.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and some of the, I mean, think about a guy like, I don't know, Mike Trout is the biggest name, and he's the best player, but his wife is pregnant, right? Mm-hmm. It's a 50-game season. He has, what, $380 more million dollars to come?
Right.
He could easily just say,
yes,
I'm not going to play this year.
Especially if his salary, because of it's been prorated and reduced, is down to a third of what he would make. And you're talking about, okay, I may as well just chalk that $4 million up and sit out the rest of the season. I can stay at home. I don't have to risk getting coronavirus or being exposed. And
it's just not worth it.
Yeah, so some of these guys, yeah, sure, 65% of the league is making $1 million or less. So you're going to get a lot of those players out there. But the game needs its star players.
Yeah, no one's paying to watch those guys.
Right.
You put the TV on to watch Bryce Harper. You want to watch Mike Trout. Yeah, like, those guys don't play. It makes it even worse. I am worried if this league can't figure it out. We're going to have Buster Olney at 3 o'clock from ESPN to tell us the latest. But if baseball can't get back on the field, I don't think the sport is ever, ever going to be the same again. Let's talk to Ja'Cory, who is listening down in Florida. What's up, Ja'Cory?
What's going on, guys? What's going on?
What's up, J-Man?
Chilling, man. I feel like this, man. I feel like if there's no baseball season, it's done. You might as well chalk it up because how the NBA is, how they're going to do, I feel like they're going to move into the summer now. With them changing, going from starting in, you know, October, now December, they're going to take over the summer with, you know, with that, because you know how many people just follow basketball, especially the NBA, and I feel like baseball is going to go down.
Well, they will. I mean, you think about it, if basketball moves into the summer, like, that was the only period of time all year where the baseball didn't have to compete with anyone. You know, it was all them. Right. July, August was all them. And then, you know, once September hit, you have to deal with football and whatnot. But if they have to compete with basketball the entire season and the NFL at the back end of the season, I mean, they're going to lose just a casual sports fan that way too.
Because if you look at it, they're going to have so many slots that's open, especially if they go into, like, the season. If they have a season this year, you know how many slots they're going to have to fight for on certain networks for the playoffs, when the playoffs start for the NBA, and how many teams they're going to, push in. They're going to have to fight for slots, and their ratings are going to go down, especially if they go into, like, late July and August. Then, you know us, we flip onto football mode because that's when, you know, preseason starts and training camp starts.
Yep.
So
I'm telling you, Ja'Cory, that's why in the back of my mind, I still believe this season can be canceled.
Yeah.
Because they're screwed anyway?
Yeah, because I just don't think they may have missed the opportunity to have the month of July to themselves.
Which just shows you how brainless they are. Like, they had it. They had the whole country
the whole
to watch only
July.
Them, and they're just wasting away days here. It is
and
ridiculous.
You could have taken advantage of the networks. Now you can have your games on all the networks throughout the week. Ja'Cory's right. When you got the hockey playoffs going on and basketball playoffs going on, well, those games got to be played on some network. Who's going to get first dibs? Like on the NBA is going to get the dibs on the major networks.
Of course they are.
Right? ABC and ESPN. We'll be watching baseball games on. We'll be watching.
It's just local. That's that's the NHL regular season.
Right.
It's just local.
It's just local
a niche
TV.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
Well, I mean, at least we'll have T-Mac and the guys.
Yeah, listen, we'll have the guys here. We'll enjoy it, but it doesn't mean it's not a problem. 215-592-9494. That's it, though. Like, if baseball becomes only a regional sport, and it's moved towards being that anyway. I mean, that's what baseball is. It's more.
We're fortunate here because baseball still matters here.
Yes, and people love it. And the Phillies still resonate here, but if the sport itself is less popular, it's not good for any of these teams. And I think baseball is staring at a major problem. And if they miss a season, it's never, ever going to be the same again. I think people will hold a real grudge on this one. Now, before we go back to the phone lines, there's this phone lines on this. The biggest story, I mean, I would think in all of sports yesterday was what Drew Brees said, his comments. And he did today issue an apology, which, of all the things, if you asked me to predict one thing in the sports world today, I would have predicted Drew was going to walk back what he said yesterday.
Yes.
And he did. He went to Instagram. And he wanted to apologize to his friends, teammates, city of New Orleans, the black community, NFL community, anyone he hurt with his comments yesterday. So he walked it back. And I don't know how this is going to affect his standing in the NFL, his teammates, athletes that were very, very vocal against what he said yesterday. But for the moment, he's trying to move off this.
Yeah, you know what? I was happy to see that he apologized today, that this didn't continue to fester. The response to the comments yesterday, my goodness, I must admit, I did not expect teammates of his to come out the way that they came out. And listen, rightfully so. Those guys that were offended by that, teammate or no teammate, you have to let him know that this is the wrong time and place for those comments, right?
Yes.
We're in a sensitive time in this climate with what's going on. I certainly expected just fans in general to basically come at him and roast him over that. And again, I get it, but I'm happy he didn't continue to dig his heels in and not relent on this thing and issue an apology. Now, we'll find out whether or not how sincere an apology is. I think it's unfair to start judging whether or not somebody is sincere mm-hmm. when they issue an apology.
To just assume they did it because they had to do it.
Right, and I understand why people would assume that, right? Because it's almost the standard operating procedure, right?
Say something stupid, right. Get criticized. I'm sorry.
Now you got to come out with an apology. But here's where I want to give Drew Brees the benefit of the doubt. And again, I'm not excusing him condemning guys for taking a knee as a way to silently protest for social injustices and fighting against police brutality. Like, Drew, you got to wear that. You said it. You have to wear it. It wasn't appropriate to say, in my opinion. So your punishment is going to be the backlash that you received over that particular part of his comment. But I can't, on one hand, say athletes should not and will not shut up and just play sports. And when an athlete speaks on something, then telling me to shut up. Like, I can't have it both ways.
Right. If we want athletes to be open, we have to accept sometimes they won't always think the way we think.
Right. And then we go from there, right? So then has to be a willingness to have a conversation. And the one thing I'm happy about with Drew, at least initially, it seems like he's open to having that dialogue, that conversation, figuring out what he can do to help the cause.
Right. He can. I mean, he's one of the most visible athletes in the world and certainly the country.
The reaction lets you know.
Yes. It was on news networks. It wasn't just ESPN.
It was on CNN, everything else. Exactly. So I hope Drew realizes that he has to be mindful and empathetic to the climate and choose his words wisely. He can have his beliefs about what he would do, right, show solidarity, but you can't condemn those guys.
And especially if he's had that opinion for a long time. Like, mm-hmm. this was the wrong week to bring that up again.
Yes.
Like, that's just.
And that's the other thing. And here's what talking to a few of my former teammates or what have you, and just discussing this whole thing. A major problem with it is that there's going to be people out there that think you're trying to change the narrative of what's going on.
Right, which is – this is a week where everyone seems to be on the same page, and that was like, well,
yeah, it's like you're trying to distract us and go somewhere else, and that's why he caught the fire over it. But he apologized, and if we're going to be about inclusion and promoting conversation and raising awareness and wanting to share with those who may not quite understand – from our perspective, well, they need to be enlightened and educated.
Yeah.
And if they're willing, then we need to continue to have the dialogues and the conversations. That's different than trying to force somebody to believe in what you believe in or condemning them for what they believe in.
Right.
That's different.
That's an open thing. And my guess is now, Brees apologized, my guess is you're not going to hear much from Drew Brees on anything like this until the training camp or the season starts. And he'd be asked about it again. But Drew Brees apologized, and we'll see where it goes from here. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Joe in South Hampton. What's up, Joe?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good, Joe. What's up?
What's up, Joe?
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to tell you, well, first I was going to talk about baseball, but the 76ers, who I've supported long through thick and through thin, and the Warriors before them, I am done.
Done with basketball or baseball?
The 76ers.
Why are you done with them?
They're coming back,
I'm done with them.
But what did they do?
Well, I don't like what Harris and Simmons said.
Okay, so you don't like the statements they made. All right, well, listen, that is when you have teams and athletes that are going to express their opinions on things. But some of those fans are going to be upset about it. All right, so you're done with the Sixers. You're done with the Phillies too, Joe? Done with everyone?
No, well, I'll tell you what. If they don't want to play, don't play. I have no sympathy for them or any ball player.
How about the Eagles? We still good on the Eagles, Joe?
Yeah, I still got – well, as long as Malcolm Jenkins isn't with them anymore, thank God.
What about Carson?
Yeah.
What about his statement?
Okay. Hey, like, before you start,
Joe, I just asked you, Joe, you brought up other athletes that made statements, so I'm asking you about an Eagles player that made a statement and how you feel about it. That's all.
Well, he was forced to make it. Let me just finish.
I don't think that's true, Joe. So I just want to make sure I know where Joe from Southampton is with all the teams. We're done with the Sixers. We're done with the Phillies. Done with the Eagles. Flyers good?
What?
Are you good with the Flyers?
Well, tell you what, I'm not a Flyers fan, but I might start being one.
All right, Joe.
I don't know. They had some players that made some statements.
Joe, we appreciate the phone call. So I guess Joe's done with baseball, but not for the reasons I thought. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. Joe's just done with everybody. Listen, I'm not done with baseball, but I'm worried baseball's going to be done with itself as it clean up its act and get on the field. Matt from Mayfair. What's up, Matt?
Joe Gigolo in Igreece. What's going on?
Hey, Matt. What's up, man?
What's up, Matt?
Hey, so, Joe, I'm going to deflect on you a little bit here.
Okay.
I'll go right ahead.
Like, this is kind of based off of our conversation yesterday. So,
okay.
Joe, are you in favor of a 50-game baseball season?
In favor? It's not my first choice, but I would take 50 over nothing in a heartbeat.
So what do you think the product of that baseball season is going to be? Is it going to be to the standard of the MLB?
No. It'll be worse. It will not be as good. It'll be. And look, I think the problem is going to be one of the problems is you're not going to be able to crown a team that you really think is actually the best. It's almost going to feel like a tournament more than a season.
Now, Ike made a statement yesterday. You made a comment yesterday about not a statement, but a comment that maybe baseball optically would be better off if they just shut it down this season, made a statement and came out and said, listen, we're going to dedicate ourselves to working out a CBA agreement or an extension beyond 2021 so that we never, ever, ever have to do this again. That we never have these optical problems of coming off this way ever again. What is your feelings on that, Joe?
I think it's a wonderful idea, but I don't think it would make people happy. Like I think it would be a PR statement when the true reality would be, hey, we're going to sit behind closed doors and argue about millions and billions of dollars for a year and not play. Like, I get it, but I don't think that doesn't make fans happy, like, cuz we're not watching them. They're gone.
Yeah, but Joe, you do realize the car accident. You mentioned this a couple days ago too, the car accident that we can see coming down the road. Should we try to avoid that now while we can before we run head into it?
Absolutely. But I think we're letting them off the hook. They can figure this out and still figure out the big picture stuff. Like this.
Can they? I don't know.
Well,
they
should
can.
Be. Every other sport did they? It. Every other sport did it. They're all coming back. That makes it look worse, doesn't it?
But, Joe, it's different. You got the NBA and the NHL that completed 80% of their seasons already. Mm-hmm. They're coming back for the best part of the season.
I totally agree on that. But wait a second. And Matt, you're right. Do any of us here think the NFL's not going to play this season?
No.
They're going to figure it out. And they have to start from scratch just like baseball.
But under what – so my concern with the NFL is the whole fan thing. That really is a concern to me. I think that product will be shortened or that product will be hit if we don't have fans in the stands. Ike made a comment a couple of days ago. I listened to the show way too much.
Every comment that's made, and Matt hears it.
Can you imagine the Super Bowl with no fans?
I can't.
No, I cannot imagine the Super Bowl with no fans, no.
That would be horrible. So what kind of product are we opening ourselves up for, guys? That's my question. It's not a matter of coming back to it. I'm coming back. Of course I'm coming back. But I want to come back to baseball as what I remember as a kid. Packed stands, some guys mouth of peanuts, ice cream, that kind of thing. I don't know if I want to come back for this nonsense.
Yeah, and I hear that, Matt. But here's the thing, Matt, we appreciate the call. Mm-hmm. We're in a time right now where nothing is normal. That's like saying, well, I'm not going to work until I can shake hands with everybody at work.
Right.
Like, we have to make do. And I think basketball has shown us, as they pass this agreement today, they're going to make do. They're going to put something together for us. The NHL is going to make do. Baseball, like, they can't come out and say we're going to try to fix the sport. Like, you can play this year and fix the sport. If they don't play, we all know the reason. It's over money.
No doubt about it.
And that bothers people.
Yeah.
There's 40 million people out of work. If these guys can't figure it out over money, I just think it's going to reverberate for a long time. And I think when you have casual fans that tune in for, you know, a night in the summer when nothing else is on, you're going to lose those people, Ike.
And see, I just feel like this is a weird year, and it may not be held against Major League Baseball entirely, right? Meaning the owners or the players. It's just a crazy year. Baseball should have been underway now for what, 2.5 months, 3 months. And a lot of people are saying, well, we're missing the majority of the baseball season as it is. And if they're waiting to start in the middle of July, that's another month of baseball that we're not going to have. You may as well just scrap the season and get things worked out for the following year. I believe there are baseball fans like that. I mean, Matt, he's obviously a loyal listener to the station. And we talked the other day. Part of his issue is he wants – part of his joy for being a baseball fan is being able to go to games.
Of course.
And so if baseball is not going to have fans there and you're going to have a shortened season, then the baseball fan is going to say, you know what, just scrap the season. We can't go. It's not a full season. You got these Mickey Mouse rules you're going to put in there. Just scrap the season and let's come back in 2021.
And my fear is out of sight, out of mind. People forget about it and then they don't come back. They move on.
Well, here's why I think it's different for them, because they're going to have the distraction of postseason basketball and postseason hockey. Like, even if every baseball fan is likely a fan of one of those two.
Yeah,
right. That's how we split the third sport. Right? We're football fans, baseball fans, and either we're a basketball fan or we're a hockey fan. Still have yet to figure out why hockey fans and basketball fans don't necessarily go together.
Well, they're on at the same time. You got to pick or choose, even though we have six devices in front of us.
Right? Yeah, I still haven't figured that part out yet. But because that will be going on, I believe there'll be some fans, the casual fans, that'll give baseball a pass. I do. Now, diehard baseball fans like yourself, you'll be angry, but you'll also be the first one to come back.
I will. Jack and I will talk to each other about baseball. Yeah. No one else will care. That's what I don't want. I don't want that life. 215-592.
You don't want to talk to me about baseball?
Well, I mean, yeah, I do.
Well, he did that for a while.
But I want other people to want us to talk about baseball together as a fan base. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Joe Giglio in for John Marks. Alongside, I agree, said 3 o'clock, Buster only of ESPN on the latest on Baseball's Talks, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.